Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Ah. Greetings, welcome to episode 78 of Rock This Town Radio with TC, and I am your host, TC Clark, along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat. I don't know where she is, probably napping somewhere. We're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio here in 412, that's Pittsburgh, PA. And tonight is Under the Radar, a bunch of songs that I really like, rock songs, and a lot of them came from bands that I saw as support acts or something that really didn't get any real publicizing. Some you'll know, but sit back and enjoy some great songs. And until then, I guess you got to put up with this guy.
Yay! He's back!
You're a man. The only guy in the world to clap for you.
Well, you know what? I've always wanted to clap. You know, I just never got it.
Sure. I'm sure you can arrange to live in a New York City area. It wouldn't be hard to find it there. So they had that song, Clap for the Wolfman. Do I have to write one, Clap for Carl?
Yeah, sure. Clap for Carl. That'll work.
Cool. I can do that. Well, tonight we got a lot of music, a lot of time, and I do want to welcome our new listeners. Last night I saw Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot in Greensburg, and I handed out some cards, and people said they're going to be listening to the show tonight. So here we go, guys. You ready, Carl?
I am.
All right, man. I'll talk to you after the set list.
Absolutely, man. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, and I'm going to start out with Neil Francis. Now, Neil Francis, I saw him open up for the Revivalists a couple of years ago at Red Rocks, and this is Can't Stop the Rain.
You're not gonna drown, no, no, no. ain't never giving up. Stuck in a dead end, but you didn't know it. The roads don't all connect. Your body stopped moving, but you didn't know that. Sometimes a dead end is all you get. We'll be right back.
raise up the mind. Rejoice, rebuild, the storm is past. Cast off the crutches, cut off the cast. Rejoice, rebuild, the storm is past. Rejoice, rebuild, the storm is past. I don't want to spend the whole my life indoors. Lay low, I'm waiting on the next storm.
That was The Next Storm by Frank Turner off his 2015 album, Positive Songs for Negative People. And this summer I had tickets to see Frank Turner at Roxy and Theater, but then I had the old sciatica flare up and I missed the fucking show. Oh well, I will catch him again. All right, our second song in that set was Dance on Mondays by The Record Company. That song is from this year, 2023, and their album is called The Fourth Album, and I saw them open up for Trombone Shorty at Red Rocks. Okay, and we started our set with Neil Francis and Can't Stop the Rain. That was also a fairly new song, 2021. Hide in Plain Sight was the album. Okay, we're going to move on to David Gray, and some of you may know this song. I've always loved it.
Yeah. smoke. I got my veins all tangled close to the jukebox bars you frequent, the safest place to hide. A long night spent with your most obvious weakness, you start shaking at the slide.
There's a penny on the floor and you're standing at the the door, turn around and say goodbye. A woman like you comes around just once a life. There's a penny on the floor and I'm strong. I'll try to carry on, realizing no one can take your place. There's a penny on the floor and I'm fine. I know it's gonna take some time before I look at you without looking at my own face. A penny on the floor. With you, no one can take them away. There's a penny on the floor and it stays as a tribute to the ways it filled my soul with courage, hope, and grace. There's a penny on the floor and it's
okay, that was the Clarks from 1991, off their self-titled album, The Clarks. And I know a lot of you people know that song, probably haven't heard it in a long time. I just don't want you to forget it. Great song by a legendary Pittsburgh band. Okay, and before the Clarks, we had Taking Back Sunday from their 2006 album, Louder Now. And that was Make Damn Sure. And I saw them open Red Rocks, and I can't remember for who, but doesn't matter. Okay, and we started our set with David Gray and Fugitive. That's from 2009, Draw the Line. That's a song, another song I just love. Okay, we are going to next step up to the Texas Gentlemen. And I saw these guys open for Brian Fletcher in Washington, D.C., let's say 2018.
Hey, pretty lady, let your hair down, baby. Shake your booty to the music, let the groove make you crazy. Feel the rhythm of your body, feel your mind at ease. All the burdens in your life fly high with the breeze. And feed the bass vibrating in your knees. All the rhythms of the world trickle down from the trees. The drums start to rumble with your heart as a whole. The power of the music syncopating with your soul. And get over this, I need some help, and shout it out like a rhythm in a song, and then good vibrations keep you rolling on strong, relax and dream one day at a time, let the beauty of the music start to heal your life, heal your life, heal your life. You wake up in the morning, 5:30 on the clock, it feels like you're working and you're stressing nonstop. But tonight there's a show, gonna get you through the day. Gonna play your favorite songs, make your troubles fade away. You're working and you're moving, two eyes on the clock. Your shift's almost over, yeah, it's almost time to rock. Put the pedal to the metal, blasting tunes on 10. Your night's about to start, let the music heal within. Ba-do-do-do, ba-do-do-do. Oh, 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 yeah. It's the weight of the world pulling down on your life. When it feels like you ain't patient, trying to survive. There's a moment when you stop thinking to yourself, I gotta get over this, I need some help. And shout it out like the rhythm in a song, and the good vibrations keep you rolling on strong. Relax and dream one day at a time, let the beauty of the music start to heal your life. Heal your life. Heal your life. Start to heal your life. 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 Heal your
now we'll all be gone, all our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell.
The Head and the Heart with Rivers and Roads off their 2012 self-titled album. I saw them open up for Nathaniel Rayliff and the Night Sweats, Jacob's Pavilion in Nautica in 2017, I believe. Anyways, I always like the name of their band, The Head and the Heart. And they explained it that the head tells them to go find real jobs and the heart tells them to go play music, and thankfully they're doing the music thing. Okay, in the middle and the beginning, those two songs by a couple of my favorite jam bands. In the middle was Twiddle and was Syncopated Healing off their 2011 album Somewhere on the Mountain, and we opened up with the Texas Gentleman and Bare Maximum off their 2020 album, Floor It. Those are probably two of the shortest songs that both bands have. And Twiddle I originally saw first open up with Dweezil Zappa in Buffalo and that must have been about 2016. And I've seen him a couple times headlining around Pittsburgh. Okay, we're ready to move on to our fourth set. Moving right along. And this is one of my favorite live bands. This is OAR.
Tell me everything so I can understand your world.
All right, that was String Cheese Incident, one of my favorite bands from Colorado. They're a jam band, and they're great to see live. And that song was actually just released a couple of weeks ago. It's called Lend Me a Hand, and it will be on their forthcoming album. It should be out anytime soon. Before that, Marshmallow Overcoat from Bradford, Pennsylvania. I can still remember, and you might have remembered that Tyler Hawkins, frontman, spent a night with us here on Rock This Town Radio at TC, and we played all Marshmallow Overcoat songs, and I try to slip them in whenever I can. That was a 2021 single that they released just for streaming, and it's called I Can Still Remember. And before that, This Town by Of A Revolution, OAR, and it's off their 2009 album, All Sides. And I saw OAR a couple months ago with Goo Goo Dolls in Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland, and I've seen them many times. Okay, let's get the next set going with The Magic Beans, another Colorado band.
The day on it, everything accounted for and its worth, all that you've been working for since your birth until you die. Grab a cup of coffee out the door so fast, gave you a kiss that could be our last. I didn't say I love you, but you know that it will always be.
Final breath, it's the one of my love and the song and the way that takes me. could make me cry. Looking at you and I feel alright. Give me love right before dinner. We can go out or we can sing it. I'ma love you till we old and gray. Diving into your ocean, baby, like
That was Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and that song is called Home, and it's from their 2009 self-titled album. There's a great documentary called The Big Easy Express. It has Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Mumford & Sons, and Old Crow Medicine Show taking a train from Northern California down to New Orleans. They make 9 stops along the way and have concerts. Really, really cool. Okay, before that was Give Me Love by the Elevators. And that is a 2023 song off their Endless Summer album. And I got to give a shout out to my friend, our friend, Brian Hanna, who turned me on to the Elevators. And I'll see them in November in Mr. Smalt here in Pittsburgh. And to start us off, the Magic Beans and the title track from their 2023 album, You and Me. And the Magic Beans is another opening band I saw for Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, and they're phenomenal. They're another jam band from Colorado. Okay, we're going to start it off with a band from Chicago that's not well known, but they sure are good. This is The Empty Pockets. And this is our last set.
Cigarette. She said nothing turns out like you're led to expect. You make what you can of the moment. And the wind's blowing cold on the waterfront tonight. And the weather's so close you can taste it. We got nothing but plenty of time on our hands. And so many ways we can waste it, waste it. Veronica straightened and looked at the sky. Turned her back to the moon as it started to rise. She said not every word in this world is a lie. Those who cannot trust cannot be trusted. And the wind's blowing cold on the waterfront tonight. The winter's so close you can taste it. We got nothing but plenty of time on our hands.
Find something.
And we end our Under the Radar playlist with the Revivalists and Full Fight. And they are another one of my favorite bands to see live, Revivalists. Before that was Benmont Kench with Veronica Said off his 2014 album, You Should Be So Lucky. Now, Benmont Kench, I played that song. I played him a couple times on this radio program a few times. He's the keyboardist for Tom Petty and Heartbreakers since day one, right till they're done. And we started it with Make It Through by the Empty Pockets, a band out of Chicago. And that song is from 2023, off their album Gotta Find the Moon. And I looked at theirs. Well, they popped up on Facebook one day, and I checked them out and checked out a lot of their songs. And unfortunately, they're heading west for the next tour. But that's it. And Carl, guess you probably learned a few songs today.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what. Now, you've seen a lot of these bands, and there's a difference in seeing them and just listening to them. And, of course, I've been doing that a lot with the YouTube music and that, and I've done a couple shows on that. But the one that absolutely hit me hard was your first song, Can't Stop the Rain by Neil Francis.
Yeah. Oh, Neil Francis, you know what? He was supposed to play in Pittsburgh. And I had tickets to go see him at a small club, and all of a sudden it got canceled. I was really bummed about that. This guy's the first guy I ever saw have a whammy bar on a keyboard. That's pretty crazy. It's like we saw him open up for the Revivalists in 2021 out at Red Rocks. Yeah, he had a whammy bar on his keyboard. But he's really impressive.
Generally, it wasn't a bar, but it was a sort of like a rotary thing that you could go up and down and you could change the pitch a little bit or you could get vibrato however you set it. I think Barfusa had one of those.
Okay, this is almost like a slot machine handle that he pulled down.
Nice.
He kept pulling out and changed the sound on the keyboard. But yeah, he's really, you know, he's under the radar, like I say. He definitely belongs on this list. And it's kind of cool that I started with him, who opened with the Revivalists, and I ended with the Revivalists. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, there's some great songs in there, and if get your interest, check the set list on Facebook afterwards.
There was one I knew, at least the group, and that's OAR. They were down in D.C. when I was in the D.C. area.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. They're originally from Rockville, Maryland.
Right.
So it was kind of interesting. I've seen them twice at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia. And the first time, Faith and I went, and we thought, you know, this is like their homecoming show, the last show of the tour. You know, it's going to be a big crowd. They're going to film and all that. And they were like flat. Now, this time when I saw them this summer, actually Goo Goo Dolls was the headliner, and OAR was the opening band on their whole tour. However, they let OAR, you know, be the headliner because, you know, they're from there. There's still more Goo Goo Dolls fans there. But OAR they're just a great band. They're fun to watch. It's fun to go see live, like I said, and they've been around since the 90s, but it's amazing how many people don't know them. They knew the song, Turn the Car Around, Shattered, you know, other than that, I mean, they got a great catalog of music. So,
I was down in Frederick, which is right north of Rockville, so they were big in D.C., I mean, you couldn't do a DC station without hearing OAR, no question.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it is they're from Maryland, and they're big in that area. They all met out at Ohio State in Columbus.
Cool.
That's where they all met and started. But, you know, they're one of those great bands that just don't forget their roots. You know, they got a song called Black Rock. It's around about that area and everything. They love Maryland. They love the D.C. area. They love playing around there. You know, of course, they made a big thing about, hey, man, we're home. You know, it's wonderful. So, well, good. Mm-hmm. Good. And we're about to move on to the birthdays, but there's one you're going to mention that I forgot, or I didn't forget, I just didn't have. I mean, how many people turn 100 years old, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he has passed. But it was his centenary birthday. And that's a gentleman by the name of Tully. Okay.
It would have been his 100th birthday.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead.
So the gentleman's name is Tully Cooperberg. Now, you probably don't know that name. If I throw in Ed Sanders, maybe a couple of you might know. But they were the main two people of a group called the Fugs. The Fugs were the 1960s group that were basically the Dead Kennedys before the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, yeah, they were punk before punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was a huge fan of growing up of the Fugs. When we were in high school, I had a couple Fugs albums that I would play for the people I was hanging out with, and they looked at me like, how the hell do you know this shit?
Well, he had to be in his 40s then, kind of.
Yeah, because, Tully was not a musician. Tully was a poet.
Yeah.
And he was one of these Greenwich Village poets that Ed Sanders and the younger guys got to know and brought him in, and he wrote many of the lyrics of the songs and so on and so forth. And, you know.
So here's the one alliance of Ginsberg and people like that.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That the musicians started turning to.
Right.
Gotcha. And
just to give you an idea of basically both Ed Sanders and Cooperberg were poets. And, you got the group is referenced several times in the FBI file on the Doors that mention 11 songs from the Fugs first album are vulgar and repulsive and are most just suggestive.
Probably nothing today.
I wouldn't say that when many of the songs are about BD and pus and shit like that. Now, one thing is their song CIA Man was featured during the end credits of the movie Burn After Reading, directed by the Coen brothers.
Ah, cool.
And, you talked about Ginsberg. Cooley did a whole thing of how and that sort of thing. They would do that in their concerts and shit like that. So, yeah.
They
were actually in a couple of films. They were in Chappaqua. They were in W.R. Mysteries of the Organism. And Tully Cooperberg played God in Voulez-vous coucher avec God by Michael Hirsch and Jack Christie. None of those you can find, actually, but that's okay.
And all you really got to say is early 60s, mid-60s, The Village. And we, that says it all right there. If they're
Not
out of the Village and the Ginsberg era and all that, yeah. And, a guy that he doesn't really acknowledge it that much, but, certainly this guy is probably a big influence on Bob Dylan and a lot of those people, yeah.
He was a little more ribald than Dylan, but they were definitely, crossing paths at the same time in the 60s.
And
no question.
They had to be influences. So, very cool. Okay, well, I'm sorry to mention that, but I didn't mention it probably because nobody would have known who the fuck he was until you told us.
Except for me.
So it's all good. Okay, so we're going to get on to the more well-known birthdays. And we're going to say we start out with Lindsey Buckingham. Here we go. Damn it, it jumped on me again. Okay. Lindsey Buckingham.
So still, where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's playing in her sleep. Brother's got the date to keep, he can't hang around. Nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed. I saw you first.
the dawn. Me and Gypsy Scotty are singing. Yeah. Rails Blanche left his shoes out in the bed. Tells me a story about some girl he knows in Kentucky. He just made that story up. There ain't no girl like that.
I told Lori in chat that I think I'm the only person in the world that likes that John Mellencamp song. And he will be, let's see, on next Saturday, he will be, I had dates. Okay, he's born in 51, so 72. Okay, next Saturday, John Mellencamp.
72, yeah, so, you're right, 72.
My God, Carl, come on, man. You trying to sabotage me or what? It's bad enough I forgot the date. Okay. And in the middle of that, Our House by Madness. And the lead singer, Lee Thompson, was born on 10/5/57. So on Thursday, he will be 66. And we started off with Lindsey Buckingham and Big Love. Recorded by Fleetwood Mac, and I told Lori how much I loved seeing him as a solo act. He'll be 74 on Tuesday. Okay, Carl?
Greetings.
Thank you for trying to correct my math and fucking it all up.
Well, I really wanted to sabotage the show. I have a way of doing that, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, you got to do it at least once, man. You got to get me at least once, and you did.
Oh, okay, I can do that if you give me a moment, because I'm actually not in the studio. So there you go.
That's
here,
okay. That's
here you
okay.
go.
I'll need
you are now sabotaged.
Hey, I know that guy.
Yes, you do.
Perfect. Good job, man. So what do you got for us this week, man?
Well, give me a second here. And I will tell you, the most important thing that we have, well, actually, on Monday we were going to do a commentary watch with Vicky on Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, but that has been postponed until next Monday on the 9th because she's not feeling well. So there you go.
Sorry to hear that.
But
all of our best wishes go out to Vicky.
Yeah, absolutely. But the main thing we're doing is this is going to be a big month for me personally.
Oh, happy Rocktober, by the way.
Say that again?
I said happy Rocktober.
Oh, absolutely. And it is spooky season. So we're going to be doing a lot at the Deviant Legion. And one of the things we're doing, and I will be attending the Chaka Go Go Film Fest. October 18th through the 22nd. I probably won't be there every day, but I'll be there at least three of them. And on Wednesday, October 4th, we have filmmaker and film festival head Eric Eichelberger on with us. And he's going to talk about the festival itself and how you put together a film festival and how he got all the people involved. Some of the people, I've already got three of the filmmakers ready to come on to promote their films, but
cool.
It's not set in stone yet. Also,
you went to that last year, right? You went to that last year, too, right?
The one I went to earlier was the New York Science Fiction Film Festival.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
This is your first horror film festival.
Right. And this one's interesting because one of our friends, close friends who've been on the podcast, Scooter McRae, is going to be there. I also have set up meeting with Peggy Sarno. Peggy is the wife of the late Joe Sarno, who was one of the greatest exploitation directors ever, and they're going to be doing two of his films on Friday, and I will be there and hopefully set up a show with her.
That'd be nice.
And we also Larry Fessenden is going to be there. I'm trying to get him. Also, Lloyd Kaufman. I've contacted Lloyd. Lloyd's been on the show before. So this is a big one.
Good.
And then at the end of the month, one of our people at Deviant Legion is coming to New York City to get married. And this is Josh Auger-Buckley. And so they asked me to preside over the ceremony, and I said no. I wouldn't do that. But I will be there as their witness, and we'll hang out at the end of October. So it's a busy season. So we don't have anything really set up yet. I know that Rachel and I are going to be doing a commentary watch on Tuesday, but that's not set in stone yet. Hopefully that'll be set in stone as soon as I'm done with this show and call her.
Perfect.
So, I mean, there's lots going on. Just keep checking the Deviant Legion Facebook page or my page or Rachel's page, Rachel Elaine. And it'll all be there, so not to worry.
Yeah.
And we got lots and lots of stuff coming. We've got playlists coming. We've got commentary watches. We've got all sorts of good stuff coming. So there you go.
Good deal. And I'll tell you, it's a big month for me, too. It is Rocktober, and I am doing the next three Sundays. I'm doing my Rocktober part one through three shows. And what it entails is I actually started on October 1st and found a song that was released or a song that hit number one or maybe a death of somebody famous or whatever, but I'm going through the whole month. And if part one only gets me up till October 10th. But every day in October, something happened, and I'm going to do that over the next 3 weeks.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's real
so
cool.
So whatever a song that was released or hit number one on October 17th. And a couple things I do want to mention, a couple deaths that happened this month. Tom Petty on October 2nd. And this is also a month, and I think it shows up on part three. It's the month that Leonard Skinner's plane crashed. So I'll be bringing that up, too. And there's other people like Solomon Burke died on an airplane on his way in Amsterdam. He's one of the people I'm going to do. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day got arrested mooning a crowd on one night this month of October. So it's just a bunch of really cool stuff I came up with. And, of course, it was a lot of research to get this part one through three. And I hope you folks join us for that one. I know you'll be here, Carl.
Yep. I will.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else you would like to add before we move along and say goodnight?
No, I think we're good. It was a really good show, TC. Thanks very much.
Cool.
Thanks so much for all that great music that I didn't know. No, I get to
there
know
you
it.
Go. And that's what I want to do. And like I said, everybody check my page or Rock This Town Radio TC Facebook page. I'll have a set list up there. And it's a band that kind of piques your interest. look him up. Find other things he did. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the whole show tonight, like my new friend who's got to be up at 5 a.m., he's going to tune in tomorrow. All our shows are archived on the Deviant Legion Network, and you can listen to them, you know, live or listen to them when you have time. But check us all out. We're all there. And, Carl, thank you once again for joining us.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Okay. I'll give you a quick call right after, because I know you want to talk to Rachel. I'll give you a quick call first. All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
And, Lori says good night, I'm sure. Say
good
night,
Lori.
Okay. All right. And also, I want to bring up my YouTube channel, TCC77. Concert videos that shot around the country. And one thing I got last night, I saw Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And I actually caught every song that they played. And I was sitting in the third row, so they're all great videos. He plays some Stray Cats, and he plays some of his Rockabilly Riot stuff. That's TCC77 on YouTube. And on behalf of Carl and Lori and Cuddles the Cat, I want to wish you a great week, happy Rocktober, and a safe month for everybody, okay? And as those cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side. And Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, take us home.
Whoa.